This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Cybersecurity watchdog calls for probe of Intel products sold in China, citing security concerns. On October 16th, the Cybersecurity Association of China, CSAC, called for a thorough review of Intel products sold in the Chinese market, alleging that the U.S. chipmaker poses significant national security threats.
网络安全监管机构称安全隐患，要对在华销售的英特尔产品进行调查。10月16日，中国网络安全协会要求对在中国市场销售的英特尔产品进行彻底审查，声称这家美国芯片制造商对国家安全构成重大威胁。
In a post published on the association's official WeChat account, a popular blogging and messaging app in China, the CSAC accused Intel of constantly harming China's national security and interests. It even went further to claim that vulnerabilities in Intel chips could compromise the safety of China's critical information infrastructure.
在该协会官方微信公众号上发布的一则帖子中，中国网络安全协会指责英特尔不断损害中国的国家安全和利益，并进一步声称，英特尔芯片中的漏洞可能会危及中国关键的信息基础设施安全。
Though CSAC is not a direct arm of the government, it is closely aligned with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP,and its accusations have the potential to trigger a formal investigation by China's Cyberspace Administration.
尽管中国网络安全协会不是中共官方的直接机构，但它与中共关系密切，其指控可能会引发中共网络空间管理局的正式调查。
CSAC's recommendation for a network security review of Intel's products marks another step in China's ongoing efforts to reduce its dependence on foreign technology, particularly in sensitive industries. The association's post argues that Intel has major defects when it comes to product quality, security management, which reflect an extremely irresponsible attitude towards customers.
中国网络安全协会对英特尔产品进行网络安全审查的建议，标志着中共在减少对外国技术依赖方面又迈出了一步，尤其是在敏感行业。该协会的帖子称，英特尔在产品质量和安全管理方面存在重大缺陷，反映出对客户极为不负责任的态度。
This scrutiny comes at a time when relations between the U.S. and China are already strained due to a series of trade restrictions, tariffs, and technological sanctions. The U.S. had led efforts to limit China's access to advanced chip-making equipment, citing concerns over the potential military applications of AI chips.In response, China has been actively promoting domestic alternatives to foreign technology.
中国网络安全协会要求审查英特尔产品发生在美中关系因一系列贸易限制、关税和技术制裁而紧张之际，美国主导了限制中共获取先进芯片制造设备的努力，理由是担心 AI 芯片的潜在军事应用。作为回应，中共积极推动国内替代外国技术的方案。
Intel has faced similar challenges in China before. Just last year, China's Cyberspace Administration barred domestic infrastructure operators from purchasing products made by another U.S. company, Micron Technology, after its products failed a network security review. If Intel faces a similar security review, it could significantly impact the company's revenues.
英特尔之前在中国也面临过类似挑战。就在去年，中共网络空间管理局禁止国内基础设施运营商购买另一家美国公司美光科技生产的产品， 原因是其产品未能通过网络安全审查。如果英特尔面临类似的安全审查，这可能会显著影响公司的收入。
Meanwhile, China accounted for over a quarter of Intel's total revenues last year, making it one of the company's largest markets. Experts note that even a temporary ban could tighten the already constrained supply of AI chips in China, especially as the market struggles to find feasible alternatives to Intel and NVIDIA's advanced processors.
中国销量去年占英特尔总收入的四分之一以上，成为该公司最大的市场之一。专家指出，即使是暂时禁令，也可能加剧中国对 AI 芯片供应的紧张，尤其是在市场努力寻找英特尔和英伟达先进处理器的可行替代品的情况下。
The allegations against Intel focus on the perceived security vulnerabilities of its products. According to the CSAC, Intel's processors contain backdoors that are embedded in the hardware, potentially allowing unauthorized access to sensitive systems.
对英特尔的指控集中在其产品被认为存在安全漏洞。中国网络安全协会称，英特尔的处理器含有后门，这些后门嵌入在硬件中，可能允许未授权访问敏感系统。
Intel has responded to the accusations by reaffirming its commitment to security. In a statement released on October 16th, the company said it goes to great lengths to protect our customers. It added security has long been a top priority for Intel.
英特尔对这些指控做出了回应，重申他对安全的承诺。在10月16日发布的一份声明中，该公司表示，他们非常努力地保护自己的客户。声明中还说，安全长期以来一直是英特尔的首要任务。
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CGSF 9.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Matt Selick and... The music piece is called Almost There, which is from album titled North Shore, released in 2019. And for more information about Matt Selick's music, you can visit his website, mattselick.com 亲爱的朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Matt Selick的一首乐曲，名字叫做 Almost There， 希望你喜欢。 Complex is a song vocal by Dan Brownrigg, and it's called You Know, which is from the album titled Fireworks. 下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Dan Brownrigg 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 You Know。 next is a song vocal by White Horse, and it's called Slow Boys and Slow Angels. By the way, White Horse is Melissa McClelland and Luke Dusit. And the song is from the album titled A White Horse Winter Classic, which was released last November. 接下来请大家欣赏来自加拿大双人乐队 White Horse 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Slow Boys and Slow Angels。
Wake me up tonight, throw snowballs at my window, I've cabin fever like you won't believe. Oh, how I miss youTime you leave. The season came on fast, and I get so nostalgic. I'm permanently hanging by a thread. Get me to your last call by snowfall.
想离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去，漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。没有我的岁月里，你要保重你自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。
将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去。漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。没有我的岁月里，你要保重你自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。我想大约会是在冬季。
That song is called 大约在冬季 which means it's about in winter. And it was vocal by 齐秦。And here comes the last song of today's music segment of La Chen's show. And it's called 让我们看云去 which means Let's see the cloud. And it's vocal by 陈明绍 Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our program and wish you a happy weekend.Please join on CJSF Line 10.1 FM next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由齐秦演唱的《大约是在冬季》。今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是陈明绍演唱的《让我们看云去》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期六再在空中相会。
背心里躲着忧郁，年纪轻轻不该轻开心，快乐年龄不怕轻不轻，抛开忧郁，忘了那不如意，走出雾霾，让我们看云去。女孩为什么哭泣？难道心中藏着不如意？女孩为什么叹息？
年纪轻。